This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. This is our second of two previews of Alias Chamber Ensemble's Spring Concert, which bridges from the Baroque period to today. Last week, we considered J.S. Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Today, percussion instruments and electronics combined with a trio written by local composer Jesse Strauss, along with electronics added by Mason Self, titled Thrash Early. Alan Fay is the managing director of Alias Chamber Ensemble. Alan, what are we about to hear?
So today we are going to play this whole piece. It is written for vibraphone and marimba, of course, acoustic instruments, and then what we're calling sensory percussion and modular synthesis, which Mason is taking care of. We're actually going to give you a little test of what both of those mean before we play the whole piece. Modular synthesis is where Mason has, he actually has microphones on each of our instrument, acoustic instruments, and he runs it through a modular sampler. So basically, he is taking the acoustic sound, slices it into little tiny bits that he can then modify electronically. So we're going to play a little brief excerpt that that shows that off. And so that comes from the first movement of this piece. The next, we're going to demonstrate the sensory percussion. So what that means, Mason has two acoustic drums there, and they each have a sensor that uses timbral recognition software to create modulation signals, which in the layman's terms basically means it allows a percussionist to use their natural expression on an acoustic instrument, and it then affects the electronic sounds that are coming out.
That was two previews of Thrash Early for Percussion Trio by Jesse Strauss with electronics by Mason Self. Check out our Facebook page and our Instagram for a picture of just what this setup looks like, because I think you might be surprised at this electronics setup and how much of it looks just like a percussion setup. But here's Thrash Early, performed by Jesse Strauss, Mason Self, and Alan Fay, live in Studio C. Thank you.
Thank you.
Early for Percussion Trio by Jesse Strauss with electronics by Mason Self, performed by Those Two Plus, alias Managing Director Alan Fay. Alan, what else can we hear on this concert of revolutionary pieces?
So in addition to the excerpt from the St. Matthew Passion that we heard last week, that Baroque trio is actually going to do This Little Light of Mine, a folk song that has been associated with a civil rights movement. We also have a short string quartet by Shostakovich, and then three more pieces by local composers. Cello quartet by local cellist and composer Larissa Maestro, and then a piano trio by Michael Alec Rose, based on some... tunes from the Ashkenazi heritage. And then we have one more world premiere in addition to this piece from composers Chris Wilkinson and Tim Lauer, which will feature some other interesting electronics, the synthesizer, electric kalimba, the Omnicord, and the Theravox, some instruments that I myself am excited to see in person for the first time.
And Larissa Meister's piece, Lahim, also, for those of you who are regular listeners to Live in Studio C, actually debuted on air last fall. Alias Chamber Ensemble wraps up their Novel Noise season on June 4th at Congregation MICA. Next week, we'll hear from faculty at Tennessee's Governor's School. In the meantime, if you'd like to revisit any of this year's Live in Studio C performances, you can stream them on our website or in the Nashville Public Radio app. Find performances from Alias, Chatterbird, Rhiannon Giddens, Bela Fleck, Oliver the Crow, the Miro String Quartet, and more for free anytime at 91classical.org. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program today is Cameron Adkins. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.